All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Being a Dick and Yoga. Yeah. Why did I agree to this? Why didn't you agree to this? I'd like to think it was because of the opportunity for personal growth, but perhaps it was because it was free this time. I don't belong in this class. One position into it and I'll stick out like a sore thumb. I see beginners here often. Granted, some of them don't return after the initial experience, but several do. My gym card normally doesn't cover these classes, so this will likely be a one and done for me. You can always upgrade if you enjoy it. The silver membership was already expensive enough. Do you come here often? Sometimes. It feels weird between us, but at least she's trying. That's good. I hope this means she believes me. I see that you brought your friends. Carla comes here more often than we do. Hi, Grim. Thanks again for the party. Hey, you're welcome. I hope you had fun. Oh, I had so much fun. I'd love to come to more of them. Look at them or focus?
Focus.
You've got to be kidding me. Oh, no. No way. Is he going to show up at my yoga classes now? Is it not enough that he does yoga in front of my window every morning? Don't pay him attention. He thrives on it. That's easier said than done. I didn't expect him to stop existing after I told him off, but neither did I think it would come to this. What can you do about it? Like it or not, he's not doing something wrong. Not doing something wrong, Grim. He's doing all these things to annoy me. Antagonize him or ignore him. Tybalt, I thought that was you. What are you doing here? Are you into yoga too? Oh wait, I get it. It was free this time. That's probably it, right? I love free things too. These classes are expensive. I forgot to thank you for having me and my friends over for dinner. I enjoyed eating your food and relaxing in your home. We must do it again sometime. What are you doing? Trust me, this is annoying the hell out of him. He was fuming that Sage invited me to their parents' place. You don't have to do this. He's annoying you. I'm just returning the favor. Aha, look who it is. It's the rest of the girls. Are you into yoga, Grim?
Well, now I am.
Or is it the chicks in yoga pants that you want to be into? Ah, Sarah.
You gotta get a check,
yo, definitely the yoga pants. Grim, a word.
Oh, just straight wearing panties now.
What's up? About the Halloween party. Yeah?
I don't even recognize
it. I wanted to apologize for how I behaved. I used you to get back at Tommy without thinking how it could hurt you.
No, those boobs are super lopsided.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I wasn't thinking clearly either. I mean, I wanted to do it, but I should probably not have done it. Yeah, Tommy won't be happy about it.
Someone popped the balloon on the...
Fuck, are you planning on telling him? I got you into this by jumping on you like that. It wasn't your choice to start with. I won't tell him it was you, but I have to talk to him about what I did. This fucking thing is killing me, Grim. Him going from girl to girl and thinking I'm cool with it. You don't deserve that. After Halloween, yes I do. He started it. Well, I sure got back at him. I'm sorry, Heather. I should have said no. It wasn't just you, okay? Oh? Welcome, my butterflies. She looks familiar. Oh! Oh, fuck no. That's the nude yoga chick from Swiper. Peace and tranquility to you all. Follow my instructions to the best of your abilities and feel free to focus on your preferred chakra for the best effect. Sukhosana. What the hell does that mean? You can disregard it. But what does that mean, the chakra thing? Your body has different chakras and some feel that the effect yoga has is increased by focusing on them. But what is the chakra? It's an energy center on your body. One is in the tailbone, the one is in your reproductive organ. My butt and dick are chakras? This is why I asked you to disregard it. I knew you'd make fun of it. She's asking me to focus on my dick while doing yoga. How's that not funny? And the butt too? Grim, focus. Right. Dick butt energy activate. Urdhva Mukhva Svasana. Vanasana.
Call to arms.
How is this for beginners? I don't understand what she's saying. If you're lost, look at everyone else and follow what we're doing. You'll pick up what she means with time and practice. Okay. Okay, so yoga class is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Bhittilasana. Oh, okay. Holy fuck! Having problems? Yeah, I'm trying to follow what you're doing. Sure, but this is not a new pose to you. Can she blame me? If this was a room full of dudes doing the same thing. Okay, she probably wouldn't care, but that doesn't mean I should feel ashamed, right? I mean, I probably shouldn't be staring at them, but if I close my eyes, I couldn't follow the poses either. So she can't demand that I don't look at their asses. Why am I justifying this to myself? There are hot girls doing yoga in front of me and I'm gonna look. So what? But I should probably be more discreet about it. Tadasana. Okay, this pose was simple. More like these, please. Ardha Uttanasana. Or if you're feeling flexible, Uttanasana. Focus or look closer?
Because I would look and try to focus.
Oh my god, I didn't know this is what yoga class is all about.
Okay, I'm going to pay for the silver membership.
Yeah.
Maybe for... I look for gold, like a blowjob after the cool off.
Paravitra Trikonasana.
Uh-oh, table fart.
Ew! What the fuck? Oh. Right in front of Becky.
And she had her mouth wide open. Oh, you know. Oh, hey, shortbread.
No need to laugh at the passing of gas. Gas is merely energy released from our systems.
I bet.
You'll interesting match, pose. It's not quite right. I don't need you to tell me that. Am I sensing rage? You need to focus on your root chakra. Spare me the mumbo jumbo. You need help. Look at me. Tadasana. Yes, and now envision a colorful red light at your tailbone. Let it grow towards the ground and become one with the earth. Close your eyes. Keep it up and don't forget to breathe. Breathing is an autonomic function. We can't forget to breathe. And let's say, yeah.
Automatic function.
Yeah, I thought it was an automatic, but he said autonomic. An autonomic function. Yeah, it said breathing is an autonomic function. We can't forget to breathe. Haha, what? It is. Breathe. Don't talk. Gotcha. Have you been here before? I recognize you from somewhere. I'm breathing here. No talking. I hope she doesn't remember me. That would be all for today. You did great, my butterflies. Namaste. What did you think? Did you want my honest thoughts or my polite one? Was it that bad? I know why the class was free. Let's leave it at this. Sometimes they do that to attract new clientele. It was fun being with you, but I think I will head back to the gym and get some other exercise before I leave. Well, at least you tried. I'm happy you brought me along. I like hanging out with you. Me too, but you have to ask Jill to teach you about chakras because I'm out. To Chad! Thanks, bros. You have no idea how much I missed this jacket. I can't believe she followed through. I was sure it was all talk to shut us up. I asked her to fix this back when it happened, but she never did. I'm surprised she did it this time. She She said she didn't even try back then. You can't trust those hoes for shit. She only did it now to protect the fucking dicks from us. What do you mean? We made a deal with them to get you back into the frat. We're not supposed to fuck with them from now on, and we'll have to share the hots with them at some parties. Did you make that deal for me? Not for you, it's for us. With you and Caleb, we'll smash the Metal Men competition. Are you a tri-alpha now? Got my jacket earlier today. The competition isn't too far off, and since I can't be used to fuck with the dicks now, why not? I mean, we could wait another month if you think we'll need it. I don't trust that frat to keep their promise. Sage held up her end of the bargain. Let's wait and see. I doubt they'll strip me of the jacket again without another reason, and I'm sure as hell not looking to give them one. You've gotten soft all of a sudden? That doesn't match the impression I got of you. Try losing everything you've worked hard for, and then you get to have that opinion. But what about the parties? Are we gonna have to check with them every time we want to throw one? Those girls don't seem worth fighting over to me. I can't say I've missed them at our parties. That's because you haven't partied with them much. The hot alpha mixers are the shit. Yeah, I'm telling you, there's so much pussy at those parties it gets ridiculous. I'm like drowning in it. Last mixer I ended up in someone's bed. Everybody be quiet, I want to say something. We've come a long fucking way, bros. Speech! You're fucking interrupting it. As I was saying, we've come a long way. Every day, every week, we're at it. Hitting the gym, eating our proteins, drinking our shakes, taking our supplements. Yes, and I take it everyone knows it's time to stop doing that or they'll show up on the tests. They've helped us grow huge and strong, but that won't matter if we get caught. Learn from the mistakes of our elders who didn't stop in time because they thought spring meant spring and not spring semester, which it is. I feel like we have a golden opportunity right now. I mean, look at us, we've never been this strong before. This competition right here, that's what deserves our focus. I know you're bummed out about the hots and the parties, but fuck those parties, they'll come later. And fuck those these beers. There'll be time for drinking later too. But another shot at winning the competition big like this won't come again. Yeah, fuck 'em. Hey, don't smash the bottles. We're the ones who have to clean it up. For some of us, it's the last time we get to compete. And I, for one, want to win it. Think about your future and how it'll affect you. Look at our idols and how they used to compete in this competition. Let's become like them, but better. We can fucking win it. And once we do, we can do whatever we want. By then, we've earned everyone's respect. We can become more than gym teachers or PTs. We can become influencers and rake in millions in endorsement deals. At the end of that competition, I want to be able to show off and brag the fuck out of that trophy. Instant noodles? It's a fucking placeholder. Shut up. And I need everyone to be fucking focused. Fully fucking focused. Who's with me?
Noodles for everyone.
Yeah! Let's hit the fucking gym. Nice speech, I'm with you. Chad, are you moving back in because Darius has been using your room? It's fine, I've got a good dorm, I'm not complaining. A dorm? You're not gonna live with us? I'll be around all the time. It's fucking good to have you back. I hope you're okay with me as the leader. You're doing awesome with it, and it makes passing the torch easier. Keep it up and I'll mentor you whenever you need it. Oh, and congrats, I heard you're gonna be a daddy. It's my fault for not using condoms. I just can't wear those. They keep falling off. But I'm on these gorilla penis pills now. I'm expecting big changes soon.
Gorilla penis? You know, gorillas have the smallest penis per size in the mammal.
And don't worry, they won't show up on any tests. They're 100% organic, so you know they're the real deal. Yeah, but what about the kid? Oh, I'll make her adopt it or something. You mean abort it? Potato, potato. Come on, hit the gloves. You gotta go faster than that. You holding out on me? 100%. Come on, give it. Alright, you're on the defense now. Put him up and don't let him down. Oh, hey. You got sloppy. You get hit. Can't take it in training. How you gonna take it in the ring? You could have warned me. Yeah, that's how they do it on the streets, too. Heads up. Watch my fist hit your face. Yeah, but still. What the fuck? Sheesh, even with that warning, you let your guard down. Miss me. Denied. That's on pay-per-view because you televised it. Alright, stop. Enough looking like a fool. They're laughing at you. Cut that shit. Sit down. Someone laughs at you when you're ready to throw fists? You got me amped up and they pushed me over the edge. You gotta chill, dude. All that hothead attitude gonna get you in life's trouble. Trust me, I know all about it. Life throws shit at you and you think you can solve it by acting tough. It doesn't end well that way. It never has. Yeah, how do you know? Cause I was a punk. I kept looking for trouble. Trouble's easy to find when you're the one causing it. I don't get that feeling from talking to you. What changed? I got sick of it. Friday night used to be fight night. Get wasted and either get checked or check someone. Ma hated it. She was all stressed out about it. I woke up one day and realized that the fighting would either get me snuffed or send my ma to an early grave. I had to stop it, but I didn't know how. But I found myself a girl. Tight ass. Woo! He's whistling. Boy, let me tell you. And she told me to get my shit together, so I tried. I slipped up here and there. I got into the pit some weekends, but had to pull myself out of it to keep her. I got myself a job and worked my way up. And let me tell you something, real talk, life's better spent not looking over your shoulder every day. Yeah, I've been doing that since I was a kid and I always hated it. So you see what I'm saying? Sure do. But that aggression, it still needs that outlet. That's why you keep sparring, huh? It keeps my body and mind in check. It's how I stay sane. I ain't about to lose my girl again, let me tell you that. It's not that easy to switch it off for me. When someone pisses me off, I don't like letting them have the last word. The key is to learn how to control your rage. You don't learn the biggest lessons in fighting with those fists or legs. You learn it here. Got it. Alright, keep it up. You got work to do. They threw me right in the brawler, guys. Wow, we got skills. Well, brawlers all... Okay, no, my skills are the same, but you got a rage, block, speed, and power counter now. They turned this into like a whole game now. Okay, you can choose who you want to fight. We got weak dude, regular dude, this dude, your trainer, and this dude. Sorry. Oh, but if you beat his ass, you get a special render.
What's our skill levels?
We don't... I don't know. We got 2 on stamina, but we can get more. We can get up to 5 points now. Counter is 1. Let's beat the first man's ass. Troy. So he fights 2? Huh, I had no clue he did. Okay, so now this is like a story mode.
Yeah.
Grim, get your ass over here. Grim, this is Troy. Yeah, I know who he is. We shared a dorm for a brief time. Oh, you two got back. You two go back, huh? I'm not surprised to see him here. He beat me up in the past. You let Chad steal my guitar. Whoa, I didn't think you two were mortal enemies. He's not my enemy. Troy's nothing or it's in the past?
In the past.
Whatever it was, it's in the past. I'm not angry about it anymore. Alright, it's cool then. Troy's a new member here. Figured I'd introduce you, in case you ever needed someone else to train with. I'm up for a fight if you are. Sure, I didn't think I'd be fighting someone today, but I could use the practice. Alright, this is way different, man. Oh shit, you got time now. They redid this whole fucking thing.
Yeah. You got a block.
Damn, you don't have time no more. Holy shit.
You don't have practice.
Oh my god. Times eight. You don't even get him that time. Yeah, you gotta be careful. How the fuck can you go that fast? Are you hurt? No, I just need to catch my breath. Let's fight again sometime. Yeah, definitely want a rematch. Woo! That's tough! But it only does it permanently.
Well, you think you can beat him at regular difficulty?
I don't know. They done made this a game. Like a game. I didn't even know all this shit was happening with the new episode. It's like a new game. I wonder if this is gonna affect the old episodes of Being a Dick. Yeah, cause I didn't have enough fucking time to hit.
You gotta stop talking, stop moving.
Damn! Damn! Oh, I'm gonna get fucked again. Damn, see, I don't have enough time. I think people were asking for more time. People have been asking for more time in the brawler, that's why. Because they give you as much time as you needed when it came to brawler in the original. They've made Brawler so fucking hard, you can't even really play it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's
really
hard.
Fast.
Yeah. Out of that, I might be able to use a controller. Well, I can't even beat. Fuck that. About time. The Brawler app works during some free roam
event. You're wanting to fight that really good guy for a special red.
Yeah, I know!
This is the lowest of
the
low.
Whoa! Holy shit, man. They really made this hard. Y'all saw! Like, I'm gonna be real for y'all. That shit was going by itself. Like, it's fast. When they're talking about timing, that's faster than the fucking Kirby game, Kirby Superstar, now, where you have to hit that thing right at the time. That's literally what it felt like. You gotta go boom, boom, boom. Like, they're literally trying to make it like a, like,
if it was a controller-based game,
yeah,
that would be
this
fine.
Is, it's
but
like, it's like Guilty Gear. You're like, bullshit, Grimm's like, no, you gotta be boom, 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 like, that fast. That's why people were literally asking for time. And that was the hard mode. Like, they started me out on hard mode. I'm like, even fucking Troy whooped my ass. Dude, what if all the fights in the game end up like this? You're not going to be able to win a single fight. Like,
that sucks.
Yeah, because remember how many fights when we had to fight Chad and we had to fight the other guy and all the, you know.
Yeah.
You can't win. You couldn't win against, what's his name? He's fucking crazy.
Tibble.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be sad?
I'm so tired. That's it for today. Holy shit.
These days I always have the same thoughts turning.
Everybody dance, that's a cool poster.
In my head,
I'm ditzy and a social girl, loves to spend time with my friends and family. I love music and exercise. No, stop that. I don't want to make out with you. Why did I even bother throwing you a bone? The way you describe yourself, I should have known you're just a basic bitch. Excuse me? You heard me, and by the way, those things you mentioned you like to do aren't even hobbies. I can throw a rock and hit 10 girls just like you. You're run-of-the-mill, shorty. Boring and basic. That definitely chipped her a little bit. Top 20 hobbies and activities for girls. Cake search. When you want to find every single piece of hidden detail. Do you like to stay active? Do you like something that you can do at home at a loss for ideas? Man, this is almost, you know what? We've said in the manosphere, and it's been said a lot of times, women have no fucking hobbies. Most of them have no hobbies.
They usually latch on to guys' hobbies.
Yeah, they'll usually latch on to a guy's hobby. So they're like, well, what should I do?
Well, they take the hobbies that you like to do with your friends, not your girlfriend, which,
right.
I mean, sure, you want to do stuff with your girl.
But it's like, what is a good hobby for a girl? Is there a difference between male and female hobbies? What are the most popular hobbies? Around the world. That is a hobby for some women.
Sometimes it's a challenge.
Yeah.
It can be the best.
Encyclopedia of hobbies. A hobby is a pastime, activity, or interest. You know what? I noticed something. I noticed something, though. God, I caught that. But I was on social media, and there was a woman that was saying, why would I want to take your man? Your man is a... It's like literally...
That's in their nature.
Yeah, women literally want to compete. Like, that's their thing.
You know, Chris Rock did a good stand-up about that. Said, you know, a guy will meet his buddy's girlfriend, said, huh, she's really nice.
Right.
I need to get someone to act like her. But a girl see her friend's boyfriend said, I gotta get him.
Right.
And I don't care who I gotta stab, kill, or otherwise to get him.
He's right. This is a list of hobbies in alphabetical order by the type of activity. Hobby text that secretly is a special render. Sometimes things aren't what they appear to be. Oh, I unlocked a special render.
Okay.
Because I literally clicked on something that said it was a special render. So Brawler isn't always available.
Oh, well, we didn't want to get...
And damn, neither is the triple tile. Neither is the triple tile. And you know there's a vault for every single episode? Yep.
A vault?
A vault. Yeah, a vault. The vault has secret stuff in it where you have to enter the code.
Well, you can be on there for hours. You can find the code. You can take however many combinations.
Yep, and people have done it. That's why people have up to over 500 hours on this game.
Yeah, it'll do it.
Yeah. Let's see. So we're looking at renders. Where is that render? Rewards. We got a render. Yeah.
Oh, well, there it is. Yep, that's pretty special.
Honestly, I'm not changing a thing. One scene. If they give me shit, whatever. But usually I show like one scene. Oh, I gotta put not safe for work now. But whatever. Well, it depends. We don't know if we're gonna go into a sex scene.
Who's allowed to look at this shit at work anyway?
No, I'm talking about on BitChute. Even though, honestly, there's shit that is, like, again, with the grindhouse. Oh, yeah. This is a good time to announce that we're going to start doing maybe some grindhouse movie coverage, because we found a lot of fucked up films and we want to cover them like we used to do. Now, we do know that there's a lot of these films here on BitChute. So, honestly, I'm like, if those films are on BitChute, especially like Humanoids of the Deep, where the woman gets raped by the worm, and that's like totally cool, but that little...
Is it totally cool?
But that... No. I mean, they don't have to put Not Safe for Work on it.
She was begging the worm.
Like, they don't have to put a Not Safe for Work on it. But, that little one screen, which is fake. It's too much. Oh, that's too much. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I have to draw the line somewhere. Now, I understand if there's, like, gratuitous shit. Like, that can get a not safe award. But I guess the guy that runs it, he's just like, yeah, as long as there's a story behind it. And there's definitely a story here. Come on. And it's one render. So I'm not just going to say, okay, hey, this one render, we're now not safe for work. Oh, it's too much. Oh, God. Because I guarantee the kid he's looking for porn, the teenagers or whatever that they're worried about getting into porn. I don't know what it is. I don't know what they're afraid of. But these youths that are trying to get into porn, I don't think they're going to BitChute for it.
They're going
where they can get it.
Remember the JCPenney's catalog?
You know what they're doing? They're going into Google and they're typing in boobs. That's what they're doing. Are they going in anything? I mean,
hardcore sex.
Yeah.
But if you click on those sites and they're banned for that state, you know what pops up?
What?
Someone saying, your local government or your state government's opted to not allow this. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, see, again, yeah, you do want to protect them from that stuff, especially, you know, the fairly young. Now, this is me. Like, if you're 16, I was looking at porn when I was 16. I'm sorry. Like, I think a lot of people were looking at, and when we say porn, it's not, again, we have to really differentiate what we call porn and what they have now. Like, I was looking at boobs through the static of, you know, because there would be the static channel.
Well, you know,
channels.
If you pay for the damn channel, you probably get it. That's just all you remember of it. It was back in my day, it was all static. It's because you didn't buy the damn channel.
I wasn't old enough, but...
Oh, exactly.
I know, I wasn't old enough.
You answered your own questions.
But what I was saying is... You could go to, like, the regular internet, type in boobs, and, well, see, there's one thing you could do, because I learned about the Score Girls from a late night program, and I went and I looked up a site called, I'll tell you, it's called Photo Clubs. It probably doesn't exist anymore, but it was basically a site with really large-breasted models, female models, and you could never... Like, this was when the internet was full of pay sites. Like, every time you would want to go to look at a model's page, you would have take the tour, or you would have the pay. And they would show you the different pictures, you know. So you would see that, you would collect the pictures, you'd save them to your hard drive or whatever. And then, of course, there was the forums. You know, because forums were a thing, and of course I would go into certain forums and guys would post some of the unedited, some of the, you know, the members' pictures in the forums there. And that was just what it was like. So, again, I'm just telling you, young people that want this kind of material, they are actively looking for it, they know how to get it. It's not something that I can just say... Oh, you know, it's, oh no, you found my material. It's not like little Timmy, 10 years old, is going to BitChute. I'm sorry, okay? BitChute is...
I was curious about naked women from a very early age.
Yeah,
what?
But I'm saying, but they're not going to BitChute for it. They're going to sites where there's actual pornography. They're not looking at being a dick.
You think if they're... parents have you can't go to these sites that have this.
There's so many different places they can go. They can find it.
Teach a seminar for them.
I know that. I'm not trying to teach a seminar for them. I'm just trying to say, first of all, we don't really want necessary. I mean, it's supposed to be, what, 16 and up? That's literally the... It says this content is suitable for 16 and up. Which means...
They don't say that.
Yes, it says that on BitChute. Okay,
that,
so you have 16 and up, which is suitable for, which is not, which is regular safe for work. Yeah. Then you have 18 plus, which is not safe for work. So when I posted that one image, it's automatically now not safe for work because of that one image. Now that image, I mean, again, the whole rest of the thing has been safe for work except for that one image. Now I don't know if that's going to be a problem, if I need to just cut it. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's one fucking image. If there was full on, like...
It is part of the story.
You know, full fucking... I mean, there's even, like I said, not anything against the Grindhouse guys and the guys posting the crazy movies and stuff. But there's full... There's some fucking in those movies. There's, like... There's actual fucking in those movies. But they have a story. That's the point. There's a story in those movies. Just like there's a story in these games.
Yeah.
The fucking is just part of it. So that's what I wanted to mention there. But at any rate, guys, this will be the Grimlord, and we will see you guys next time for more Being a Dick. And have a good one.